Welcome to the Dad Challenge Podcast. My name is Josh.
I'm Jeff.
And this is the podcast where we talk about things like...
how much I missed you.
Yeah, man. It's been like 10 weeks.
It's been long. I think it's probably even longer than that. Because we're almost done September. We're halfway through September.
It's been crazy.
It's crazy.
If you don't know, Jeff loves to go to this camp up in the Muskokas, which is a beautiful... if you don't know what Muskokas is, go there sometime in your life.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
And so Jeff serves pretty much the entire summer up there.
Half of it anyways.
Half summer.
But my kids are up there all the time. So we're up there like every weekend just to see them and do their laundry because they stink.
Jeff cooks bacon and sausages and pancakes for the kids, right? Is that what you do?
Yeah, I do it begrudgingly though because nobody should eat to death. Start being political right away.
So this summer I started a new job.
Yeah.
Which is good. This is another reason why we've been so busy. And I've, you know, Jeff, as a firefighter, you commute, about an hour to commute when you get in there?
It's an hour for me, yeah.
And so Jeff works, and I work in about the same region, and it takes me an hour to get in. But I go every day.
Yeah, that's
sucks. And so Jeff goes twice a week.
You're doing 9 to 5, too?
Yeah.
So you're driving
7 to 4.
Traffic in the morning, well, you got to be there at 7?
7:30-ish. So I leave, I leave about 6:15.
Okay, so that's not too bad. I leave a little bit
before
that.
It's an hour there, hour and a half home.
Oh, yeah. The home trip, 5 o'clock. Oh, my goodness. I never want to do that again.
I haven't been in the real world of business for a long time, right? So I've been a pastor, which is, I consider a job, yes, but it's not the real kind of job. It's like, ministry is different.
We need your not real job back so we can do this stuff.
I know. It was different. It's a different world. I'm in a more corporate setting. I like a lot. I get to do media, video. It's really, really cool. And now I'm like, I'm getting a Tesla because I am not paying for gas anymore. And it's like time. It's a poor man's Tesla. It's still 50 grand in Canada.
I don't know if you're allowed to say that, but sure.
it's the cheapest one you can get. It's
got like homeless guys everywhere.
Yeah, that's where they sleep. but it gets about 400 kilometers to a charge, which is nice. And has autopilot, which is like this is why I want a Tesla, autopilot.
It freaks me out, man.
I get it, but imagine this. So the car has itself, I don't know if it has like 100 cameras around or whatever it is. It can literally read...
No, it sees the lines. It has to have lines.
It does.
Yeah, I know.
It's not even just lines, but it can see in front, beside, everywhere. It can read an accident.
I drove one, remember?
Oh, yeah, you sure you did. I never got to drive one yet. And I'm going to go buy one.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Oh, it was unbelievable to drive. I couldn't use the autopilot because we were on an industrial road and there were no lines. So it wouldn't recognize it. I trying to push it and it said no.
He's like, keep your hands on the wheel, you jackass. So anyway, I'm really excited about this. And, you know, things have happened. My wife got into school, which she's been trying for
so awesome.
Here's the thing. Kathy's been trying to get into nursing for years, right?
You're going to have a sexy nurse at home.
I know. I'm going to have a sugar mama nurse.
That's awesome.
So she's been trying for years, and because she's an adult student, she passed all those little pretests and all the things you need to get in with flying colors. It's just she got on the waiting list because she's an adult student, which is like ageism. And in this era of universities and everybody's offended by things, they should watch that. But anyway, I digress. She's in.
No, it's a little bit lame, though. They should have a select spots for mature students, right, I think.
And there's a bunch, not? Which is good. This was the year that if she didn't get in, we were going to try for another kid. One more kid, and that was it. Right? One more kid.
Sorry.
Yeah, right?
If she didn't get into schooling, you thought the replacement was going to be another child.
Well, that's what she wanted to do.
More mouths to feed.
More people who need more money. Because she would have just continued to work, right?
Which is fine. Yeah.
But, you know, and we pulled the goalie and we're like, okay, let's do this. And then, 2 weeks after she got the acceptance letter and we're like, well, let's put the goalie back in.
Yeah, for sure.
So now I'm going to go get snipped. And I'm going to see if that guy who does everybody's vasectomies in the city, it's the one guy, what's his name?
Hickman.
Dr. Hickman. And every guy I've ever talked to who's been snipped knows Dr. Hickman. He is the only guy apparently in the city who does it.
I left. I didn't go to the city. I went elsewhere.
Oh, you went elsewhere? But you know him. So I'm going to see if he'll let me podcast during it, and I'm going to tell you guys what it's like. I'm going to walk you through the whole experience.
Oh, did I tell you my experience?
No. Wait, did you? Yeah. Well, maybe you did. Tell me the experience.
All in all, I want to start by saying that all in all, it's not that bad, but the freezing did not take on one side.
Oh, man.
So he gave the snip to the one side and then went to the other side, and when he put the clamp on, because they got a clamp the vas deferens, which is that little tube that shoots the little swimmers, clamp it, and then they basically pull it out of your bag and then cut it and burn it, right?
Yeah.
So when he put the clamp on, you know the clamps that have, like, you've seen the surgical clamps that have the like they ratchet down basically, like as you close it, so it keeps it. So I hear I swear I levitated off the table. It was like somebody was tearing my guts out through my nutsack.
What do you say?
Oops. He goes, oh, sorry. and he released it. And as soon as he released it, I'm like,
now I don't want to go get snipped.
And then, he jams the needle in and freezes again, and it was fine.
Okay.
But that, like, that, I don't know, it was probably like 3 seconds, but it felt like a minute and a half. And I was just like, sweat pouring down my face.
He's crying,
felt like, tears, oh my goodness.
Tear string.
Yeah. The only thing I think that would have been worse is if you actually put the nut in a vise, but.
Yeah, that's great. So I guess I'll do it then. I hope.
Oh yeah, you'll do it.
Let's see if it'll let me podcast. Because it's not video.
That's
not going to show you guys my nutsack on TV, but I'll podcast it. It'll be an experience.
You got to get the microphone right down there, Toonies, yeah. Do it. Because when they cauterize it, and a little smoke comes up, you can see it because you're laying on your back, right?
Nothing like nut smoke. Okay, so explain this to me. I'm not a medical professional.
It's like ghost sperm. It goes up into the air. It's like
the ghosts of all the sperm that are gone. Yeah. So explain this to me. When you have a vasectomy, how do we get here? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Because you're going for a vasectomy, right. because Kathy got into nursing, however that worked.
So it's amazing. You can still ejaculate?
So here's the term. You're gonna like this. You become sun-kissed.
Okay.
All juice, no seeds.
Oh, I see. I must have failed biology. The juice and the seeds are separate. They come from different areas.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So you got, the semen, which is the juice, I guess, the traveling agent to sperm to where it needs to go, right? There's a bunch of little sperms. So then they snip that vas deferens, which is where the sperms go into this semen, and you get rid of that. But so you still got the,
The batter is mixed by two levels of things. I didn't know that.
Correct.
Man.
Yes. The leveling agent, maybe. Leveling agent. Has been removed.
Oh, I heard a story. Remember the teacher came on and he told us about he didn't get checked before he went and they got a whoopsie kid after he got snipped.
Oh, Ian?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
so you got to be careful, right? Do you go get tested? Like you go put it into a jar and they say, okay, you're good before you go?
Yeah, don't put it back where you want to put it until you've been checked.
Just check your sperm before you wreck your sperm, buddy.
Well, okay. Apparently it's like, this sounds ridiculous, but I think the doctor that I went to told me 21 extractions before you're seed free. Yeah.
Okay. 21.
I know.
Dude, that's a lot.
Maybe you can convince Kathy that certain extraction methods are better.
We need to do this for science. We're going to check that we're good for our future.
That's right.
So it was really exciting that she got.
Do you want to be a nurse?
This is part of nursing. I'm scared about Kathy being a nurse is that like nurses see a lot, right? And they become like cold.
Preaching to the choir,
like,
my friend.
Yeah, you're just like, so like, I don't know. Does like, it'd be cool. Interesting to have a nurse on it. Danny, I know a guy named Danny. He's a nurse. And it'd be interesting to see if being a nurse and seeing all the poop and pee and
that's what you're talking
and
about.
Boobies, all that stuff. How does that translate to like your wife or husband or whatever? Is it just like another person that's naked? I don't know.
Oh, it's a job.
Yeah.
It's the same. I mean, you remember my apocalypse story about the unfiltered fart right in my face. Like that woman was 100% naked when we arrived. So,
but it doesn't, yeah, I guess.
No, it's a job. You're just there. It's I don't know. Trust me, not once did I think, oh, this is
so
fantastic.
This girl is naked and farting, and this is amazing.
So cool.
My job is amazing.
That did not cross my mind at all, ever.
In spirit of coming back to the podcast, I've got some would you rathers, Jeff, and these are good ones.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. Would you rather fight a bear-sized goose or 50 goose-sized bears?
Oh, 50 goose-sized bears for sure.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Goose are already a bunch of a-holes.
Goose are crazy, too. They're not scared of anything. Bears are scared of stuff.
Okay.
Like usually. Yeah. I mean, unless they're like cornered. So like, yeah. I feel like you could scare at least 40 of those bears away. If one wants to stick around
just
to fight,
kick them.
Then you just kick them. Just start
like a
hoofing
puppy,
them.
Right? It's not.
Yeah. Yeah. But a goose that's the size of a bear. Those things, you ever seen how arrogant and cocky goose are?
They should not be called Canada geese. I said this the other day. They should be called American geese because they're jerks. They don't care about anybody. They cross the street. They're just arrogant. You're right.
When they look at you,
there's nothing Canadian about them. Canadians are polite. We're very like generous and we're very likable. They should not. Let's start a petition to call them American geese because they're not Canadian as far as I'm concerned. And they live half the time in the U.S. anyway. Why do they call Canadian geese?
I don't know.
They're not Canadian as far as I'm concerned. So you're so right.
Can you, and one the size of a bear, that thing would be so cocky, it would just peck your face right off.
He'd just like break cars.
Oh man, and their beaks are strong too. So if it was bear size.
Have you ever been bit by a goose?
No.
Nipped? No.
But I hate that you can't just kick them in the face.
Because they're protected species.
Yeah, like, and why? Why are they protected? There's enough poop in the park in Waterloo to like.
Can you imagine a bear-sized goose poop?
Oh, that green-white poop. Ooh. What that would
be the size of a football.
That's disgusting.
Anyway, imagine, you're right. I would not fight a bear-sized goose, and I think 50 goose-sized bears would be pretty cute. I mean, they're just tiny little.
They would be cute.
Be cute.
Yeah.
Would you rather have all the lights in your house turn on every time you have an idea, or have all the spiders in your house bark when you fart? This person is.
Okay, that. How do those even compare?
I don't know, man.
I want both. How loud could
here's a good one. Here's a good one. Here's a good one. In the vein of nursing and what you guys do, would you rather discover the cure for cancer, but you don't have any credit or profit for it, or get $15 million right now? Oh, man.
Oh, moral issue. Oh, man. So you discover the cure for cancer.
But get no credit.
Oh, man. That's far more valuable in the long run.
It really is.
Yeah.
But imagine this case right next to you. I opened it, it was $15 million.
I know.
Like, I don't even know what $15 million looks like. You and I usually differ on these types of things. But I would do the cancer. Because obviously my mom died from cancer. Kathy's parents both have cancer.
I think cancer. Even if you don't have that, how do you... What's $15 million going to get? And then what? Who cares? You get the $15 million and then you go get cancer.
You probably die cancer.
Because you're going to...
That's not nice, but...
No, but that's what's going to happen. True. Like, so, I don't know. My grandma from cancer too, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would have to say the cancer for sure.
But here, let's put a tinfoil hat on for a second. Now it's time for a tinfoil hat, which is good. I love this partition of our, whatever we call it, episode. Okay, if you actually did have a cure for cancer, and you know what? I can't imagine there is not, to be honest with you. Have you ever seen a president with cancer before?
I don't know. They're only in for 4 years.
No president, I think, in the history, maybe one, has had cancer.
Really?
Look it up. This tinfoil hat conjecture. I'm thinking, though, if you could cure cancer,
yeah,
the world population would be massive. How many people die from cancer a year? Millions?
I understand
millions
that.
Millions and millions and millions.
We do need something to...
You can't keep curing these diseases because there's going to be too many people on Earth.
Well, you got to start.
This is my tinfoil hat.
We could also stop murdering the Earth, which would be slightly helpful. We could stop ignoring the fact that the Earth has cancer.
That's true. But how do we continue population growth and not murder the Earth? It's almost impossible to feed this many people unless you murder the Earth. Is it not?
I don't think it's impossible. I think it's impossible to continue eating the way that we do and not murder the Earth.
Yes.
We need to stop living like every single human being on the face of the planet is a king and queen. Including the kings and queens need to stop doing that. But who wants to do that? Everybody, because there's lots of people that want that $15 million.
That's true.
Right?
Or so they feel like they are entitled to it.
Yes. That's even more accurate.
That's going to get worse as our kids and their kids get older.
Yeah.
And as they raise. The issue, the tinfoil hat part here is I'm pretty sure that they can cure cancer. I just don't think that they would release that publicly. If you think about look at just the booby cancer, like the marketing that goes behind breast cancer.
Right.
Okay. They have made upwards, and I want to say close to hundreds of billions of dollars.
Oh,
you haven't had
a cure
for breast cancer yet after hundreds. Where does that hundreds of billions go for breast cancer research? It is the most marketed research funding ever out there. Why have they not come up with a cure? Dude.
Yeah.
With that much money, you can create nanotechnology that will cure cancer in minutes, seconds.
Right.
We should bring Brandon on. We love Brandon. He was in our video for, he did our breakdancing, one of our videos.
Yeah.
He actually knows about all this stuff. He's like a super science-y, like he knows about nanotechnology, knows about all that stuff. Like he knows how that all works. We should bring him on and talk about that because if you think about the hundreds of billions of dollars, if you had hundreds of billions, it would be literally unlimited amounts of research and smart people that you could pay to get to do any amount of breakthroughs you want.
Yeah, it would be 24/7.
How's it not been cured yet?
Yeah.
Because it's worth billions, man. I know that's tinfoil. I know it's a tinfoil hat. But at some level, these conspiracy theories have got to have some truth to them.
Yeah.
It is worth trillions or billions cancer is. So if you cure it, unless you cure it with medicine that's gonna offset the cost of that, which it will probably, then you're gonna start getting into genetics where you're not even gonna get cancer. Your babies, you're gonna be able to genetically modify a baby that's never gonna have cancer. It's gonna be grow up to be 6 foot tall with blue eyes and blonde hair and whatever you want. You're gonna be able to genetically choose the sex and the look of your child.
That's crazy. Right?
Can already do that.
I know.
So I'm saying, at some level, I know what conspiracy theories are, everybody rolls their eyes, but there's got to be some truth to some of these things. There's no such thing, there's no way that there's not a conspiracy theory out there that is actually true.
There's no way that there's not a conspiracy theory out there.
There's not, like, what?
That has some
bit
of truth to it. Yeah, okay, I hear what you're saying.
That's good. That's a good would you rather, and I would definitely would cure cancer as well. I don't know if what would happen. I don't know. 50 million would be nice, but I think curing cancer would be awesome.
Well, why don't you cure the cancer and I'll take the 15 million?
Done, and then we'll go get some lunch.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that.
Give a few Teslas. Let's get into what do you watch? Oh, dude, since we've been like haven't seen each other in a long time, do we have a what you're watching to remember? And I think we both watched it. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Which one?
The Boys.
I loved it.
Dude.
The Boys is so good.
The Boys.
I quite like The Boys.
The Boys was so good. And here's why I think it's such a good series. Because we have the Avengers and everybody loves the Avengers, but there needed to be an anti-Avengers. There needed to be an anti-version of what was so popular.
Yeah.
They tapped into this perfect timing. Clearly the superheroes on The Boys are attached. Like Homelander is Superman. What's the girl? I forget her name. She's Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Aquaman.
Yeah.
The Flash. They're all obviously tied to that type of thing.
Absolutely.
Brilliant storytelling. Brilliant. Like, and super gory, and, which I love.
And probably way more realistic than
it would like, be. Because it would be run by a corporation, and it would be
absolutely.
All this, it's all about social
media. And
they
would all have the egos and the arrogance and all that.
Homelander, like...
That guy's a psycho.
Holy, I love him. Like, yeah, I love him and crazy. Hate him. I love to hate him, right?
He's the guy for sure.
Did you know that the main actor, the young guy, is Dennis Quaid's son?
Oh, yeah.
And what's her name from...
The fast guy, you mean?
No, the main guy, the curly haired dude, the not superhero guy. His girlfriend got destroyed by the fast guy. I forget his name.
Oh, that guy. That's Dennis Quaid's son. Oh, okay.
And if you look at it,
The nerdy dude that works at the.
And I like him a lot. He ends up, and him and who's the main character? Butcher's like.
Butcher's fantastic.
His lines are delivered really well. He's really, really talented. Like, I like him a lot. You actually remind me of Butcher.
I remind you of Butcher. Yep, that's awesome.
Yeah, you remind me of Butcher.
I remind you of Butcher.
I love the show just because it's like it can go anywhere now, and they're already apparently filming season two. Like they're already halfway through it.
Oh, it was so good.
I hope they have 10 seasons of this.
I plowed through that thing so fast.
I did one day. I watched the whole thing.
The only mistake that I made was I started watching with guys at work, so it's kind of like, oh, now I gotta wait.
You have to go back in the next day.
Yeah.
Also, I watched another anti superhero movie was. What's Brightburn that? Is this origin story of Superman, but he ends up being, it's not Superman, like it's basically the same thing. Comes to the Earth in a spaceship, but ends up being a psycho. You have to watch Brightburn, man.
So that's the same as...
it's basically, it's the boys, but Brightburn is different. So it's in a world of no superheroes yet.
Okay.
He comes to Earth, like super. If you look at Superman's universe, he's the only superhero on Earth until they start crossing over. There's no other superhero on Earth in Superman's story. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Until the universe expands, right?
Right.
So if you look at the original Superman, he's the only superhero on Earth.
Right.
Brightburn's the same. But instead of becoming a good person, he becomes a bad person. And it's like, but only up to the point he's like, it stays in his youth. It's when he discovers he has powers until like the end of the movie. You have got to watch this movie.
Okay, I'm in.
It's like a thriller.
What's it on? What?
It's a on Popcorn Time. You can get anywhere.
Oh, okay.
It's so good, Jeff. It's like, I was like, I can't believe I'm watching this. It's so good. It's like almost like a horror movie though. Like it's gory, but it's jump scary, but it's like, you're like, oh my gosh, if my kid was a superhero, that's kind of where he'd be.
Oh,
so
man.
It was really, really good. I enjoyed it a lot. Yeah, so those are the movies this year. I don't know where Disney's going to go. Spider-Man is lost. He's now, Sony said no to Disney in the MCU.
That seems,
Disney, okay.
Seems foolish.
I don't know whose side I'm on, but I feel like Disney's like, look, don't mess with us. We're Disney. And Sony's like, you know what? Go bite me.
Because, why didn't they just split it?
They didn't want to. Sony's like, no, we own Spider-Man. Disney's like, we want 50%. And Sony's like, no, we own it. If you want to use the rights, then you use our... And Disney's like, fine, forget it. Someone was willing to walk away from the table, and I'm surprised Disney did it. I'm surprised they did. Because Disney's worth more money than they can ever spend. They're worth... So why not just give an olive branch? What's the point? Now you're going to have Tom Holland in a Sony movie that's going to blow.
Yeah.
Because like he's in the MCU. It's part of... Now he's not. The next two movies that he signed up for... Because if you look at Stan Lee, he said that Tom Holland is the most ideal Spider-Man. He's the one he pictured when he created Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Tom Holland. Oh, Tom Holland is the nicest guy on Earth, apparently. Super cool. Everybody loves him. He's everybody's favorite Spider-Man. I don't care who you talk to. And now
he's awesome.
He's not in the MCU anymore. His next two... His contracts for Spider-Man are going to be on Sony unless something happens and he's out.
Right.
So...
And who kept them? Sony kept it. Kept it for Spider-Verse, which is a cartoon.
Yeah.
Which was amazing.
Which won an Oscar.
It was very good.
It's my favorite Spider-Man movie, by the way.
But
I must say this, too. After I took a break and started playing video games again, which I loved, played Spider-Man, it's the best game I've ever played in my life.
Oh, yeah?
It's the best video game I've ever played.
Cool.
Like, you could just... It's literally... They mapped entire Manhattan. The whole city.
Wow.
And you swing... You web-sling the whole city. I cannot imagine how long it took them to create that city, recreate that city. It's so well done. So well done. I wish they would take the video games, though, and turn them into the characters like Tom Holland. I wish they... It's probably licensing all that stuff, but it was really, really good. But, all right.
Who owns Venom?
It's Marvel, but Sony.
Sony does.
Yeah.
And Sony now owns Spider-Man.
So they're going to team...
So that's good.
That's going to be the next...
That'll
thing,
be good. Because that
well,
was...
they're going to bring in the next Venom movie is going to have Carnage, the red version
yes,
of Venom.
Yeah.
And then it's probably going to cross over at the end in that movie near the end and into another big crossover because like that's going to make big money.
That'll be good.
If DC doesn't step up their game soon, I don't know what like how can they not just
well,
what's going on?
I mean, Aquaman was amazing.
You didn't like it. I liked
it. Terrible.
I mean, in the world of superhero movies, no, it's not good.
It's garbage.
But in the world of DC movies, it's not bad.
The only DC one that was kind of okay was Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
It was okay. The only one that was kind of okay.
Yeah.
The rest are horrendous.
I don't understand how you can fail on this. Just create Dark Knight style superhero movies where
yes,
it's like real, where it's like,
yes,
it's like
they should have kept that.
R-rate them. Do it.
That method for superhero movies was probably my favorite. So we usually do what are you listening to as
yeah,
well? Did you listen to the first episode?
No.
Of Gold Rush?
No, it's out.
It's out.
How is it? I want to wait until I have a bunch.
I've only listened to 25 minutes of it because I saw it this morning on my way home from work.
Okay.
Like, I'm listening. Yeah. So I pitched it on.
If you guys haven't listened to We Are Live, go listen to We Are Live. We had
Casey Whalen.
We had Casey Whalen on a few episodes ago and just talking about the show and what he does. You are immersed in the show. You cannot stop listening
to
the show.
That guy's attention to detail and what he wants. Like he's created a universe.
Yeah.
And what happens in his universe plays by the rules of the real world.
Yeah.
So they actually make mention of that at the beginning about Michael not liking the word zombie and why he doesn't like the word zombie because he said it gives a false sense of reality to what they're dealing with in their world, right? Which would be similar to what we would deal with if it would happen.
Yeah, and Casey is just, you're right, his attention to detail is really good. You mark my words. It's already had 150 million listens or whatever. It's going to be turned into either a Netflix, a Hulu, or a Prime series, or it's going to be turned into a movie because it's really, really good.
Yeah.
They did Homeland from Prime.
Yep.
So there was a podcast on Gimlet Media, which was really good, and they turned it, I didn't watch the show. You didn't like it as much, right?
I didn't mind it. No, I ended up listening to the whole first season. Is there more than that?
No, there's only one season.
There's only one. So I listened to the whole thing. Yeah, I liked it.
I liked the series, but then I started watching it. I wish it would have just kept the same actors. They were Hollywood level actors on the podcast. Why didn't they just keep them?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. Anyway, what else? What am I listening to? So since I started the big commuting, I just started listening to audiobooks just because it's
nice.
I really like. I like this guy named Bryce Courtney. Actually, I'm going to give you those books. Bryce Courtney writes the best books I've ever read in my life. So he writes Power of One, which is my favorite book of all time.
Yeah.
And these books come alive by this narrator called Humphrey Bauer. Unbelievable how this guy narrates books. So he uses voices, right? He'll use
accents and voices. Oh, so it's one dude.
One dude.
No actors. He's reading. That's the way I read to my kids.
Yeah, and that's exactly. And so when you're listening to, you can't stop. You're in the world. There's no sound effects or anything, which would be cool if there was.
That's cool.
But the way that he narrates these books, he's just like, I drove to Washington, D.C. and back the last 2 days,
yeah,
which is about 18 hours of driving, and I listened to an entire book.
Nice.
I did not get bored of it. It made my drive so much easier. So I've been listening to all Bryce Courtney's books, which is like my favorite books of all time. So
cool.
Humphrey Bauer is like, I'd love to get him on the podcast to hear. Like, you should hear this guy. I'm going to get you Power of One because it's the first book of the whole series.
Okay.
And then you, on your commutes, just listen to it.
You have it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I'll give it to you. Wow. Humphrey Bauer. Nice. So that's what I've been listening to, and it's been making my commute so much easier. Like, I can't wait to get in the car and listen to my story, and then on my way home, I can't wait. Like, my commute's done. I'm like, oh, there's only 10 minutes left in my drive. Because you get into a good part of the book. That is saving me right now. I love it.
For sure.
Okay, grievances. I was driving back from Washington. Just talk about Washington, okay? I was driving home from Washington. Today's my 12-year anniversary.
Nice. So happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. And we already got in a fight, which is great.
That's what you're supposed to do.
But last night, I was driving home from Washington because I was doing some work up there. Shout out to Chicago State Company. If you guys are in the U.S. listening to this podcast, you need to listen. If you like steak, go to the Chicago mychicagosteak.com. They don't sponsor us. I just know the owners and they're my friends and they throw me steak all the time. I love them. Even if they didn't throw me steak, if you're ordering food in this US, go to mychicagosteak.com. I love these guys. Order from them. They're really good. They're salt of the earth guys. And their steak is really good, Jeff. I know you're vegan. You can't appreciate this, but the steaks they gave me yesterday.
I can appreciate it, man. I remember what it tastes like.
It's so good. Anyway,
it's not made of like baby angel. No, it's not like an angel baby.
It's definitely unicorn meat. But basically, I go down to Washington and I'll film some stuff for them. And, I haven't seen them. They're good, close friends. So we hang out. We go for dinner. We have fun. It's nice. It's business and pleasure.
Awesome.
Anyway, I love my Chicago steak. Go there if you're going to order steak. We love them. Needless to say, I was coming home and I saw an outlet mall. I'm like, I need to get something for Kathy for her anniversary, right? And
it's good full thought. Disclosure, it's good you remember.
Yeah. I didn't remember until I got home that it was my anniversary. I got spotted the bag anyway. So it was amazing. I did not.
Don't see that on here.
I know. I
had edit it.
So I get home. And I went to Coach. Kathy doesn't own any expensive things. It's not something we do. Yeah. But, you know, it's 12 years, and I said, I'll get this Coach bag. So I got
what is Coach? Bag. Is that like Champs, like sporting goods store? Yeah,
something like that. It's a really expensive, like, purses and, like, that type of, like, accessories and apparel.
It's ridiculous. It's not,
I think it's a little bit of clothing, but mostly bags and stuff. So I go to the outlet, and here's the thing. American outlet malls are true outlet malls.
Right? Yeah.
So the price tag says $550 for this bag, but I paid maybe $200 for it. Okay, which is still a lot. I would never, ever pay $200 for a bag. But it's pure leather. It's beautiful. She's going to school for 4 years. I want to get her something nice that is like, congratulations getting in school / thanks for putting up my shit for 12 years.
Right.
So
Maybe we have sex with me.
And maybe we get some kiss to the flesh. And I got Everly a little Coach wallet, right? Because my 7-year-old needs a Coach wallet.
Yeah. Well, way to go. Now you're not creating a monster.
I've created like a Kardashian. But here's my grievance today, because we're getting into grievances. I went through the outlet malls, and those outlet malls are truly outlet malls. In Canada, our outlet malls are just malls. Why do they call them outlet malls?
There's no outlet. Figure it out.
It's just a store, and it costs the same as anywhere else.
Yep.
I don't like that.
Me neither.
So if you're out there going to outlet malls in Canada, don't.
The only reason it's outlet is because you have to walk outside to get to the next store.
Outlet.
Let me out.
Speaking of shopping, we've got a really cool thing. What? Jeff and I, a few episodes ago, we talked about e-commerce. We brought a guy on named Jack Scanlon, who's amazing, by the way. And we said, Jack, is it possible to make big bucks in e-commerce? And he said, yes, it was. And so we did a challenge, and it was fun. I won that challenge, by the way.
You did win. I think you made, what did you make, 75 cents, and I made nothing.
I think I sold $600 worth of headphones.
Wow.
Which is great.
That's pretty good.
It was not bad. But I probably paid $250 to get that.
Right. Well, right? That's pretty good.
It's not bad. But now since that time, I've been trying to figure out what's next for those headphones. But the same company sells them on Amazon now, and they ship them the same, and they have a dollar markup. So it's impossible for me to sell them. I'm not going to make
Why
a dollar
would they
markup
even do that?
Because they can sell directly to Amazon now.
Right.
Which is what you want to do, right?
So
you ship through Amazon. It still takes 5 weeks. So the other option is to, order 1,000 pairs, get them for 40% cheaper, and then sell them and ship them yourself.
No.
So you can't. I'm not doing it. So Jeff and I did the contest, and Jeff launched a company, or Jeff's idea was launching a menswear thing called Oak and Owl, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
And so that's what we've decided to do now at Dad Sean's podcast. So we kept Oak and Owl, which is awesome, because, and what it is, it's men's apparel. So we love fashion. We love looking good. That's one thing we have on our Instagram is Fashion Fridays whenever we can. And so what we decided to do is Jeff is an amazing curator of sunglasses. He loves sunglasses.
He has
thousands of pairs of sunglasses. They're all amazing. I love nice looking boots. Jeff likes boots. We got the Blundstones. We love all the stuff. So what we've decided to do is now curate a store for you to go buy things that we would wear because we think we look good.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we look good. Our wives think we look fantastic. We look awesome. And so this store is now full of things that are really affordable. So you don't have to go buy a pair of $250 Blundstones. I now have Brogue boots and things that are on there, Chelsea boots that are, you know, $50 to $60 instead of $200, $300 that look just as good and are quality.
Yeah.
So one way you can support us at Dad Challenge, if you like listening to us, if you're not annoyed with us at this point, is to go to our store. So you head over to our website, thedadchallengepodcast.com, and it will have a link to our store. Go to our store and order our stuff. And honestly, if you order something from us, we will shout you out on this podcast.
And how badass is Oak and Owl? Oaks are like strong.
It's like
and owls.
I feel like I smell leather bound books and like good whiskey.
Rich mahogany.
Rich mahogany. Like I'm in a study with
I love
leather.
It. I was so happy when I made that. That was basically the only thing that I could come up with was his name.
And then we created a logo and it looks really good. And so
I love it.
We decided to keep that going, and that's how we're going to support this podcast. So
hopefully,
if you purchase something on that website, that goes to us, right? So you're sponsoring us. There's a lot of podcasts who will go to like a pay system. So you can get extra episodes if you pay $5 a month. I don't want to do that. I don't want to you guys already have to listen to ads on here and that kind of sucks. But if you go to Oak and Owl, then you're sponsoring us and you're getting really, really nice stuff that we're curating for you. Right.
Absolutely.
And we're not marking up super high. We're giving it to you because we think not only do you support us, but we're helping you guys find really nice clothing. And so one thing you really want to make sure you do if you're a bigger dude on these sites is order bigger than you think. Always. Because it's coming from China. Like everything is coming from China anyway.
Everything comes from China.
So full disclosure, if you have a question, just email us, reach out to us on here, and I'll find something
showing everybody everything behind the curtain.
I know, but I like being that
I know,
way,
me
you know?
Too. I like
so
it too.
We're not going to try to rip you off or anything. We're going to give you something really nice, and you guys just order from okinawa.com. So, or go to our website, thedadchallengepodcast.com, and we'll link you to the site through there.
Yeah.
And again, if you really want to help us, you share the site, and you share the podcast with your friends and your buddies and say, listen to these guys, they're a bunch of jackasses, but they're cool. And they've got some cool tidbits of information like today.
Yeah.
What is our wisdom of the day?
Well, I want to go with fashion.
Okay.
So it's back to school now, right?
Yep.
Have you seen the kids? Now they're tucking their pants into their socks. Have you seen this?
Oh, come on.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
You know why they're doing it?
Why?
To avoid mathematics. Mathematics. So they don't get bit by ticks? Mathematics? I snuck a dad joke in today.
It's the worst dad joke ever. But I thought they were actually. Are they really tucking their pants in?
No, I don't know. Okay. I just wanted to sneak a dad joke in because we didn't do it.
We didn't do it.
We announce it. That one, that was a sneaky dad joke.
And I still didn't get it. I get it. Dumb, but I get
so
it.
So bad.
So fashion. Yeah, you're right. So we talk about fashion a lot. You're right. And the reason we do this is because we think it's important, especially, now I've been in office setting. Ministry, I'll dress Sunday. Sunday was important for me to look good, and I always bring out the big guns. But now I'm in an office setting, and I think I'm buying nice shirts, that button-up shirts that I roll up the sleeves, and I'm buying jackets, and I'm buying shoes. And so this site is literally with things I would buy to make myself look good in the office.
Nice.
If you look good, I know this sounds super shallow, and maybe it is. If you look good and smell good, if you listen to our episode, How to Smell Good, you look good and smell good, you're a better person. Who cares about your personality? If you look good and smell good, you have a perception that you give to people.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. If you look and smell good, yeah. Which obviously means you care, so hopefully you're a better person.
And
for
if you look good and smell good and then your confidence is raised because of the attention you get or the people that it's honestly overall it's a rising tide lifts all ships. So if your confidence is higher, you look good, you feel good, you're going to work. It doesn't matter how big you are or small you are, there's a way to look good so if you head over to Oak and Owl or to our website, we're finding those things that make you look cool. And it's not a lot of clothing, to be honest with you. It's sunglasses, there's some really nice watches, there's really nice boots. We're trying to stay away from clothing in general because sometimes it doesn't come in the size you want. But really, really nice, like, rings and, like, jewelry that is cool for dudes to wear. As stuff that I would wear.
Nice. And if it is clothing, it's going to be stretchy, right?
Yes. I always buy the stretchy stuff.
That's a grievance of mine. I just had to buy something from a store because we're going to go to a wedding.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand why they're, like, why are you making a dress shirt that isn't stretchy in 2019?
Yeah.
Why?
They should all be stretchy.
RW & Co., fix it.
RW & Co. is too expensive anyway. Why even have to buy stuff from there?
Because I went and it was one of their like crazy sale, like 2 hours like in a day. Yeah, me too. But I needed something.
Yeah.
I had to get this. So I was being forced by the boss.
It wasn't stretchy.
Nothing they have is stretchy. It makes no sense to me. So if I want to buy something that looks good, I then can't move my shoulders. Because if I go to the next size up, I look like SpongeBob.
Like a square.
Yeah.
Another word of wisdom. This summer was a really crazy summer. I'm finding as my kid gets older, as Tyson gets older,
yep.
I'm really allowing him to just become, not allowing, that's the wrong word. Like really happy with letting him just do his own thing. Not getting into his business. I'm not. So for dads of teenagers out there, what I learned this summer was if you give your kid a lot of space, even space to make mistakes, even space to just do become their own person, they see that and they appreciate it. Tyson's was good all summer. Like, there's no big blowups this summer. It was nothing. He worked a lot at McDonald's. He did his things. He got his girlfriend. That's fine. We like her and she comes over and we're all happy, you know, except today I got pissed in for not cleaning the litter. The place looked like it was like World War II in there. It was nuts. Because a dog pooped in there.
The dog's using the litter box now? Yeah.
No, he poops next to the litter box.
Huh?
Because I'm pretty sure the dog eats the cat poop.
Oh. How does he get in there?
He gets into the cat door.
Ah.
Anyway, long story.
You have way too many animals.
I know. This house is nuts. When they're all dead, I'm not getting any more. We're done with animals. But
I want to say things have been kind of good with Ty, too, which is good. The same sort of thing. Like, he wants to be his own guy. And the only thing that I'm still demanding and I want is I want there to be some respect, at least around our house. Does that make sense? You can't just walk around talking like ignorant to people for no reason, right? Yeah. So that's the only thing. But you know what? I've had some good conversations with him just saying, hey, see it from my side. This is what I'm seeing. Can we try to make this better? And it's been better than the blow-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Ty and Tyson, they're turning 18 this year.
Yep.
Right? And so this is...
Well,
next year. Ty's next
year.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Tyson's February. No, sure, you're next year.
Yeah, next year. Yeah, yeah.
So basically, I see in the school year, they turn 18. But
yes.
What I'm finding is as soon as they turn 18, things are going to change. Even though they're under our roof, right? I still want him to become an adult. They're going to go to university. Things are going to change this year. So I really want to make sure that at this level, before they get out into the world, that everything gets straight before they go. I want to make sure they're prepared. And then I'm like, you know what? You're going to make a bunch of mistakes. Go for it now. You know, at this point, you've made a bunch of mistakes, and I think we've talked about that at the point. Now I'm almost like releasing them into the wild. Go do what you got to do. You know what I mean? I'm not going to get in your way. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just going to let you do it. And it's been a good summer, man. The guy's been doing his chores. He's been working hard.
That's awesome.
He's been generous. He's been hanging out with his little brother a little bit more.
Oh,
like,
good.
It was a good summer, man. So nice. I'm finding that letting loose the leash, or whatever you want to call it, for whatever lack of a better term, really has helped my kids. And Tristan, as he gets older, I'm seeing that now too, right? So Tristan, beginning of the year, was getting bullied a lot because he had like man boobs, and he was getting bullied because he had like a little chubby and stuff. He trampolined all summer, taught himself how to backflip and do all these craziness.
Yeah.
Now he's got abs.
I saw him at the camp. He was so excited about backflipping. He's giving a little brag about it. I'm like, that's awesome, buddy.
He made the provincial team for trampolining.
Good for him.
Like but now this is the type of kid Tristan is. I'm flexing. First day of school, I can't wait to flex on everybody at school.
Oh man!
He comes from school. He's like, some girl said to me today. She's like, "There's a bunch of girls here that want to date you, but you're really weird." It's like, it's because you are weird, bro. Stop. He's like, "How do I not be weird?" I'm like, "Sorry, man. That's you. Just embrace it." But so that kind of a bits of wisdom, parents out there. I imagine a lot of the guys that listen to our podcast probably have younger kids. I think probably a range, but for the most part, just be ready that when you let give a kid a little bit more leeway, understand that they're going to make mistakes and expect it. And then both of you will have your expectations set. Let them do it. Don't let them go murder somebody, but like, it's so weird. Here's the thing. If I let my kid have more freedom, he will do less stupid things. Does that make sense?
If I
keep rules tight and don't, then when he does something stupid, it's a double blow up.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that with your stringent rules. But what we have to keep remembering and what we have to drive home, I think, like every, we should probably talk about it every single podcast we talk, is remember the wisdom from Dr. Kirk. You got to keep the relationship though.
Yeah.
That's important, right? So still do stuff together, still have conversations. Yeah. And that's what I said to Ty. Like the last time we talked, I wanted to be sure. And this was, I mean, thank you, Dr. Kirk.
Yep.
I went down and I'm like, hey, look, I want to talk to you. And I wanted to set expectations. I'm like, I don't want you to get mad at me for bringing up something because I want to talk about something that's bothering me. But at the same time, I want you to know that I've noticed and I brought up some things that I noticed that were good first.
Yep.
Like, I'm proud of you for this. This has been going really well, this, but I noticed this and I'd like to figure out how do we, I said, what was the terminology I used? I said, I think I said, I feel resentful when you do this because of this. This is my angle on it, right? Yep. So if we can somehow avoid that, we're going to avoid a lot of things, which was good because I think instead of me just freaking, I was able to explain my side, you know, and hopefully he could empathize or at least sympathize or whatever, or maybe even relate.
Yeah.
And then we were able to move forward. So, but that relationship's the huge thing, right?
Yeah.
Even though you're right, there does need to be freedom and go.
But I think the relationship is strengthened because of the freedom.
I agree.
So we got hurt a little while ago, not hurt, like again, Kathy was hurt. So Tyson said, look, I want to go to Mexico with my girlfriend and her family in February. So I was like, sure. And he was like, really? I'm like, sure. Like Tyson didn't take the bus. I didn't think he would go anyway. Like he's scared. He doesn't travel. He doesn't know.
Sure.
He's just, he's anxiety about that stuff. So I'm like, yeah, if you want to go, you're going to be 18 by then. Go for it. So he was like, really like, okay. And then they're planning all the stuff. And we had a family day that we wanted. And he's like, well, but he kept spending every day over at his girlfriend's house. So Kathy's like, look, instead of yelling about it, we just said, look, we miss you. And we'd love you to spend some time with us. Right. And nice. We just didn't get, and we just do what you got to do. And then he ended up, you know, it was awesome. He came the next day and we decided that was what we're going to do. We went to a parade together and we did some stuff. And it was like, we just honestly keeping the lines of communication open, but at the same time giving him freedom actually made everything better. A lot better.
Nice.
So parents out there just know that I'm a strict parent. I consider myself a strict parent. But at the same time, I don't let tons of stuff. Remember the one thing we talked about a long time ago is let the little things go. Let the little thing, don't die on a hill for the tiny things because it's not worth it. And a lot of parents die on a hill for the tiny things because then the big things are going to be way bigger. Like if they're going to do something small and dumb, fine, whatever. Kids are going to do it. You were a kid, you're a teenager, you know, your brain isn't even there. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
Stop letting the little things get in the way. Just let them go. Let them be stupid. They're allowed to be. Everybody's allowed to be. The big things, fine. You know what I mean? So I'm finding the more freedom you give somebody, the more they actually open up to you, the more, and then less big, stupid things they'll do because they don't want to let you down because they want to keep their freedoms.
Right.
That's what I'm finding. Anyway.
Nice.
That's a bit of wisdom. I wanted to shout out, do a couple shout outs today. I know we're getting a little long here, but Joe Peterson messaged on Facebook and said, I was told about the podcast a couple months ago after listening every day. I was saddened it ended so abruptly and because we hadn't been on all summer. And he said, we took the summer off. He's like, this podcast has truly changed me as a father and husband.
What?
To be honest with you, we sit in my basement here. It smells like cat pee down here a little bit.
A little bit.
And we just come here. We don't expect anything from it. We talk because it's our therapy. But there are truly dudes out here like Joe Peterson. And thanks for... Or Peterson. I'm not sure how you say his last name.
Joe. We'll just say Joe.
Joe, thank you for listening. And those types of comments make a difference for us because we're going to do this no matter what because we love it. But if it actually is helping you, that is amazing. And that is the best compliment we can ever get. The second best compliment we can get is if you go buy stuff from our store. I'm just kidding.
Or just send us like a case of 15 mil in it. That'd be cool too.
So 15 million is good. but we weren't, if you're out there listening to this podcast and you want to reach out, we want to hear from you. Like if you've got a story to tell, we want to hear it. Not just because, you know, everybody's got a story. Even if you don't think you do, you've got a story. So wouldn't it be cool to have a bunch of dads that just listen to us?
Fantastic.
We can have a mailbag and just like, hey, you guys have questions for us. If you want us to get Dr. Kirk on and talk about have a real question, not just about sex, but everything and about marriage, about being a dad.
Whatever.
Let's have a mailbag. And so that's...
Because guaranteed, if you've got a problem or you're dealing with something...
Yeah.
We probably are too, and we just haven't thought to talk about it yet. Yeah. So bring it up.
Or
and
we have dealt with it, or we're still dealing with it, or Dr. Kirk knows the answer, because we don't know the answers.
Dr. Kirk knows.
Dr. Kirk absolutely knows the answers. But because we have such a wide range of children, we're really good in a position to say, we've got kids that are almost 18 all the way down to like toddler, almost 4 years old. Right. So we're, we're in a good space right now.
Absolutely.
So like to, and if just sharing our stories helps you get through your stories, that's the more important thing. We're not perfect. But we, it is, our podcast has made us better.
Absolutely. So for sure. It has.
It's helping you. It's helping us.
And thanks, Joe. And did you say that somebody told Joe to watch? Is that what he said?
Yeah. There? I'm not sure. He said someone, his friend told him to listen. And it's probably one of our, that guy, I forget his name.
Whatever. Whoever's told Joe to listen. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. And tell other people to listen because it actually, yeah, it pumps me up to get back at her for sure.
And as our Facebook grows and our Instagram grows, make sure you follow us on those. Our listenership grows. And the bigger we get, the better it gets, right? Because just because if we have this network of dads that are listening to this podcast, we're going to be able to get bigger and better guests on. And not better. I don't say better. Dr. Kirk is always going to be my legacy best. He's awesome. Oh. But if as we grow, we're going to be able to actually bring bigger people onto this podcast and like talk about being dads. That's what we do. Yep. Parents, we're dads, we're husbands. That's what we talk about. And a lot of times we mess up and our wives just roll their eyes and they cringe at us, but meh. It's just the way it is, I guess, sometimes.
That's universal, and I don't think that's ever going to change.
Sorry for taking such a long break, but we are back and we are excited. And we thank you for listening. And we, you know what? It's just having your listen is support. So you don't have to, we don't expect you to do anything. We'd love it if you took the extra step and, you know, liked us on Facebook or on Instagram and all that stuff, or just reached out to us, but just your listener and just sharing it with, you know what, if you know a dad out there and you're just at some setting gathering, just, hey, can I see your phone for a second? Just pop the Dad Challenge podcast in there for them. That's what I do. And it's for other podcasts, not just ours. So if someone wants to listen to a really cool podcast, I'll grab their phone for them and I'll log in and I'll subscribe. And that really helps. And leaving ratings on is really good for us too.
Absolutely. So, thanks for listening.
Yeah, we're really excited. We should do a parody soon.
Yeah. When do we have time to do anything anymore?
Yeah, right. Anyway, so thanks for listening to Dad Challenge Podcast. My name is Josh.
I'm Jeff.
And we love you.
See you.